A good Tlingit speaker will spray some spit, says Juan Tlain Virginia Oliver.
Kataya, this is me. Kataya, and then my name, Tlingit, enough in the Tlingit language. What I'm saying to you is, Kataya, and you see the high tones. Kataya, your name. It's me, Juan Tlain, that's my name.
Oliver stands in front of a tall whiteboard propped between windows at the Tribal Cultural Center on Wrangell's Front Street. Adults of all ages are scattered across two long rows of folding tables facing the board. Across the back of the room, behind the students, a weathered totem pole stretches the length of the building, awaiting restoration.
Kataya, Juan Tlain, and then I would say you, Kat, do a song. Do a sock. I see all of your guys' Tlingit brains. Your wheels grinding.
This lunchtime class is the first of a 37-week course put on by Wrangell's tribal government. The Wrangell Cooperative Association's $82,000 federal grant will pay for almost a year of Tlingit instruction and study materials, lunch for students, and travel for elders like Juneau-based Kakalaat Florence Mark Sheikley to come visit and share language, lead sewing classes, and play Tlingit bingo. The focus of the first class is introductions.
So culturally, we don't introduce ourselves. Just have to get that out of the way. Culturally, it is appropriate to have somebody else introduce you. Because you're not supposed to be standing out there with a medal on your chest. The elders don't like it. If you get on the stage too many times, they'll tell you, you're up there too much now. So, you guys got the first part of that. You cut to a sock. And then you're either a boach, which is a wolf, or you're a gate, which is what? Raven. And so na is the moiety. The is personalizing it to you. Na, and then cut is me, siti. And that means it's just so. Siti, Tlingit ha siti. That means we're all Tlingit. Say it, Tlingit ha siti. Ye ha siti. Means that we're all Tlingit.
Introductions and vowels.
All right, and then this one is F.
Tef.
Tef.
What is that?
It's a rock.
Over the next weeks, she says students will learn the whole Tlingit alphabet.
The most important thing about Tlingit is learning the alphabet. Your teacher will tell you, tell them the vowels, tell them the alphabet.
Oliver says it's been almost a decade since the community held adult Tlingit classes. The last time was a cultural history revitalization project when students recorded Tlingit Phrase of the Week clips, which air on local radio station KSTK throughout the year.
In summer 2013, a group of elders and learners came together for a language and culture camp.
It was near Old Town, 28 miles south of present-day Wrangell.
And it was the first time that Tlingit language was spoken and heard at Old Town in over 65 years.
The result was this project to help with the survival and renewal of the Tlingit language in Wrangell surrounding our seasons and our way of life.
This is Wrangell's Tlingit Phrase of the Week.
Wrangell Public School students have opportunities to study Tlingit, but Tribal Administrator Ochtzin Esther Reese says there wasn't a public class in town for adults until now. Reese says before the pandemic, Oliver taught classes for the tribe.
And people were coming and saying, well, can we join? Can we participate? And so we put this grant together to enable the adults in our community to come together, learn the Tlingit language, learn a little bit more about the culture. We're so lucky to have Virginia as a fluent Tlingit speaker here. I always like to say we're trying to raise up more Virginias in town. So everyone here, please be our next Virginia.
Oliver says she's doing what she can to preserve and grow her culture.
Our grandparents' language. Tlingit is memorable. You remember. People remember. You remember this. That is the best thing that you're going to do here, is your memory. After a while, you're going to start piecing it together. My kids in middle school learned how to say bad words about stuff, just listening about this and that. And I said, you said what?
She says words matter. Rengel Kachanak sits at the mouth of the Stikine River, which is the anglicized version of Shtach Hin, Shtach meaning bitter, and Hin meaning river.
Never say you don't know a Tlingit word. Hin.
Hin.
Hin Adana. Drink it. Clink it. Adana. I'm telling you guys in the third person. Hin Adana. You drink. Do it. Hin Adana.
Hin.
If you have Hin, drink it and say it.
Hin.
But I'm telling you to drink it, but if you're drinking it, you say Khadana. Personalize it. Khadana. I am drinking water. I am drinking Khadana. But if it's hot, it's kluk. Sip it. You can't just drink it. You have to sip kluk.
Words also aren't just words, Oliver explains. Tlingit is a very relational language. The word for salt is also the word for ocean, and so on. The language carries the culture and history.
Without the language, the culture dies.
Oliver gestures to an illustrated poster resting on the totem pole at the back of the room. She explains some Tlingit clans are all but extinct.
Yeah, so there's some of the clans that are gone. Not from memory, I always put them on there. I've had people say, they're not even here anymore. Why would you put them on there? Because to me, they were here. I was there the day that they announced that the last speaker of the Iyak language had died. In the last years of her life, they didn't teach anymore. They just recorded her. They recorded everything that she said or did.
Wow.
That's all they did because she was gone. There's no speakers of the language. And Tlingit comes from Iyak.
For Oliver, it's also personal.
I don't want to be the only one that can speak Tlingit.
She's not alone in that goal. Tlingit language revitalization and recognition projects are underway all over Wrangell Island. In addition to the funding for adult Tlingit classes, Wrangell Public School students have the opportunity to learn the language, and one Wrangell High School student has been producing a Tlingit language and culture podcast. Wrangell's tribe has also received money to replace the town's road signs with dual language markers. One of the grocery stores also recently debuted Tlingit signs for departments throughout the store. And because of the lunchtime language class, there should be a growing group of Wrangell residents who can read, understand, and translate the phrases scattered throughout town. The language persists. In Wrangell, Kachchanak, Tletkach Einach Sage Smiley, Yuchat Duasak.